question is, are you ready to march?
Yeah.
Understand what the force is like.
Saturday, March 18th, 2006. Thousands of Bostonians took to the streets to mark the third anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. In an effort to engage communities of color in the anti-war movement, organizers arranged for the kickoff rally to begin in Dudley Park at Blue Hill Avenue, in the heart of Roxbury. It was a successful strategy as a beautiful rainbow of humanity marched for peace. I am Chuck Rosina, inviting you to stay tuned for Impressions of the Day. As folks gathered for the kickoff rally at 11 a.m. in Roxbury, they were welcomed by an array of speakers, ranging from Haitian activists to supporters of gay rights, immigrant rights, and even Iraqi war veterans. Although their personal issues varied, they were united behind the theme of stopping the war. Martha Rodriguez is a Puerto Rican and Palestinian activist.
We have an experience with this government's colonial violence and a history with that violence, which, if examined, will allow us to play a crucial role in bringing this abominable war against the Iraqis and the Afghans to a screeching halt. Let us never forget that the aggressions of the settler state that is now this country began with the aggressions of against Native American people and African people, which cost millions of their lives, not to mention the theft of their culture, their land, and their wealth. We need only take into account the bombing against MOVE and the criminal bombings against Vieques in order to see the criminality of the carpet bombings that the United States has been inflicting on Iraq since 1991. We need only remember the racist neglect of the people of Katrina in order to have an idea of the criminal disregard this country observes towards the people it bombs, tortures, and rapes in Iraq. We need to stop criminalizing the Iraqi resistance, because as people who are connected to the violence that is being inflicted on Iraq, we have no right to dictate how the Iraqis respond to U.S. aggression. And most of all, we need to remember that letters to Congress, that even once a year demonstrations, that negative polls don't force this government to listen to anybody. We need to take a lesson from Vietnam and understand that when we bring the kind of cost to this government that makes the waging of the war more costly than the profits they anticipated by the occupation, they will get out of Iraq. And we will do this by turning our streets into a virtual camps of obstruction and resistance. Victory to the Iraqi resistance. Long live the Intifada. Viva Puerto Rico Libre.
Martha Rodriguez, speaking at the kickoff rally marking the third anniversary of the Iraq invasion. She is also a member of the progressive music ensemble known as Presente. So is Richard Cambridge, who takes his name from the city in which he lives. He had a poem to share.
You know, you can't go blowing people up around the globe and not expect them to blow back in Madrid and like last summer in London. And after that bombing in London, there's an NPR commentator said, is this what the future holds? Are we going to have to endure this here like bad weather? Here's his poem called Bad Weather. Our language comes from Arabic. There's a bin Laden for every letter of the alphabet. The forecast today is bad weather. A cluster bomb in Topley Square. A suicide bomber at Downtown Crossing. What doesn't rain from above can't be protected from with an umbrella. It's going to be a nuclear day. Mushrooms exploding in the corners of everywhere. Lunch appointments completely ruined. A whole life's work blown to bits. My parents no longer exist in Rochester. There's a fingernail left of a friend from Montana. What we need is Homeland Security. Fighting terrorism since 1492. A t-shirt says depicting four Native American warriors, rifles cocked. What goes around becomes a tornado. to 50 for a cup of coffee, to 50 for a gallon of gas. The president grins with a mustache of oil. Got democracy? Wasn't it Saddam who took down the towers? The forecast today is bad weather. It's always easier to believe a lie. Thank you.
The youth were also represented at this protest. Joseph Burton is a Boston High School senior.
Bush does not care about you. He does not care about our government. He only wanted to get in office so he could make his father proud. I am going to speak the truth. When Kanye West spoke the truth, they hated him for that. So you know what? Hate me for that. Loving the United States of America, that is supposed to be the land of opportunity and dreams. To all my gay and lesbian brothers and sisters, put your hands up. To all my black brothers and sisters, put your hands up. To my white, Asian, and everything around the world, brothers and sisters, put your hands up. And if you do not have your hands up, you are not unified. And you do not deserve to be here, because this is a moment of unity. This is a moment of freedom, and this is a moment of love. So show your love, show your freedom, show everything in your heart and soul at this point right now. Otherwise, leave this rally right now.
Joseph Burton, who attends a unique public high school in Boston known as the Social Justice Academy. Its curriculum lives up to its name. School principal Winston Cox was in the march.
We're not raising activists. We're not teaching them the skills they need to be successful and to actively challenge the power that is right now. So, you know, I'll just use as an analogy, how many of these people would show up on Monday to my high school to come and actually do the hard work of day by day dealing with the realities of fascism? It's so sexy and alluring to come on a day like this, but the real work happens in the day by day grind that is our public schools. So,
alright. And what's your name again?
I'm Winston Cox.
And what is your position?
I'm the principal of the Social Justice Academy. Thank you.
The Green Rainbow Party gubernatorial candidate Grace Ross also addressed the kickoff rally.
You know, we've had enough. We've had enough of young people killing each other in the streets. We've had enough of housing that's not safe to live in. We've had enough of water that's not really safe to drink. We've had enough of not being able to get to the health care that we need when we need it. The list is long. You know, if the young people in our communities don't believe that their lives matter, then they go and they kill each other. And our government is saying your life doesn't matter because we're going to send you across the oceans to get killed somewhere else. This is the same struggle in both places. And I'm here and I'm running for governor of Massachusetts, and I'm the only candidate who's going to talk about bringing the troops home now. The need to deal with the fact that our administration in this state, they want to point to the national government and say they're the ones making the decisions. It's not true. The Romney-Healey administration have as much responsibility for the fact that JROTC is in our schools and they're asking local school departments to pay for their programs. The governor has the power to say no to that, to stop being complicit in the war machine.
Let me say one last thing, and I want everybody to think really seriously about this. I want you to look at the people around you. They have said that they are committing us to perpetual war. Not just this war, but any war they can get their hands on. I want to ask you today, are you going to commit yourselves to perpetual peace? Are we going to do that? Let me hear you. Are we committed to perpetual peace? Yes, thank you.
The only other politician to have a visible presence was Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner.
Understand what that we've got a message to take to the people of Boston, and we're going to bring it from the streets of Roxbury and Dorchester to downtown Boston. You know, it's important to remember as we march that we've forgotten the power that we have. In the 1950s, if someone had said to the people of the South that in 10 years the system of segregation and legal discrimination would be ended, the people would have said, no, you can't do that. The government's too strong. But guess what? It changed. brothers and sisters, it's time to take control of the government of this country. That's what the messages are all about. It's a message that we, the people, need to control how this country operates. Brothers and sisters, we have the power to control this country. We just have to believe in ourselves. Power to the people! Power to the people! Power to the people! We will win!
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm doing fine. It's a great day. How does it feel to have the streets shut down on our behalf?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's time that we take over the streets. Yeah, but and it's appropriate that the city of Boston recognize the First Amendment rights of everyone to get out into the streets and to make their voices heard and their thoughts perceived.
And it was good to start this in the middle of Roxbury, getting people of color more engaged?
Yep, I think it's good to have it start there, and we've got more people of color engaged today in an anti-war march than we have before, so it's an important coming together.
And thank you for doing your part in helping make that happen.
Well, you know, it's something that we've been working on, and so we just have to keep working on. The Rosa Parks Human Rights Day Coalition has done a great amount of work in bringing about the fusion.
And you've helped with that, so we appreciate that.
All right, thank you.
Carry on with your great work.
All right, thank you very much.
Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner as he marched down Washington Street. Back at the kickoff rally, Sergio Arias of Latinos and Latinas for Social Change took it all in and spoke from the heart.
Dear brothers and sisters, compañeros and compañeras, I have been listening to what everybody has to say, and I agree with all of that, so I am not going to repeat that. As I came here, I was thinking of what message should I bring in the names of Latinas and Latinos for Social Change.
I am proposing to you today that we ask in our programs for the elimination of the weapons of mass destruction that the United States has created. I am proposing to you today that we incorporate into our programs the elimination of the armed forces of the United States. I am saying not one more penny for killing people in the world. I am also proposing that this elimination of all armies be proposed to the world as a whole, not only in the United States, but everywhere in the world. We have seen, brothers and sisters, what the armies have been used for. We have seen that the armies have been used to enslave us. We have seen that. It's very clear. So why don't we actually demand that there would be no more armies in the world? That is my message, and I hope that you take it seriously, because I come originally from the fascist dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet in Chile, and that, my friend, that was seeing how armies are used against their own people. Long live the people!
As we prepared to march, we were treated to the beautiful beat poetry of Amatul and Nate Box.
Are we ready to march?
Yeah!
Our feet may be cold, but our hearts are warm! Our hearts are warm with the love for the earth and the people of the earth! Our hearts are warm with love for the people of Africa, of Asia, of Central and South America! Our hearts are warm! Our feet may be cold, but our hearts are warm with our love for each other! Children of the earth, children of the air, children of the water, children of the fire, they will not win. They will not win. They will not win. They're like
to make it look like they're winning. They like to pretend there are only two teams. They like to make it look like they're winning on the movie screens. On the television broadcasts, they like to make it look real, real nice. They like to make that money pile up and say it's paradise. They like to wish they were us. Sexy and vibrant. Brown, yellow, black, white, and tan. They wish they could be as beautiful as we are. The spectrum, the rainbow. They only wish. They only wish. They cannot win. They cannot win because the earth, the air, the water, the fire will rise up and destroy them. They cannot win. Because if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. If you live by war, you die by war. If you live without love, my God, how is there hope for you? Children of the air, children of the water, children of the earth, children of the fire, they will not win. They will not win for the hearts that are filled with love. They will not win for their feet are warm, but their hearts are cold. They will not win. Yes!
Troops out now! Troops out now!
Okay, well, here we are walking down Tremont Street. Tremont Street is closed because there are thousands of people, thousands of peace activists marching down it. And I'm talking with one right now, Mr. Michael Balks. I'm a longtime activist in the area. How does it feel to be walking down Tremont Street without cars and having it shut down?
Hi, Chuck. Yes, a beautiful day today. It's clear and sunny. It warmed up. And we're marching down Tremont Street. About 2,000 people, I estimate. We marched from near Dudley Square in Roxbury, the heart of Boston's communities. We're marching down to the State House and the recruiting station on Tremont Street, where the march will end up in a little while. And it's very spirited, very diverse. All kinds of people, all colors of people, all ages, all different spectrums on the left. And the same cause is being touted: stop the war, fund human needs at home, and stop the war against the poor here at home, too.
Well, thank you for being out here today.
Thanks.
Many of Boston's most committed activists were at this march, including Susan McLucas. I spoke with her at the intersection of Mass Ave and Tremont Street. Tremont Street was closed for the march, and traffic on Mass Ave was backed up for blocks as we passed.
Here we are. Crossing Mass Ave, it seems like there are people supporting us. I think that's what they're trying to say anyhow. This is a big demonstration. So we're here protesting the war in Iraq and also all of the detention around the world. Thousands of people, we don't even know how many, that the U.S. government has just detained, saying it's important for the war on terror. What a phony concept. You can't have a war on terror. You have to have a war on particular people. Their way of looking at it means that it's just never going to be over. They just want an excuse to have a constant war so they can dominate the world.
They even said that, didn't they?
I think so. Don't expect this war to be over anytime soon. Well, you figure out a way it's going to be over sometime soon. This is ridiculous.
Oh, well, thank you for being out here to stand up to the ridiculousness of it all.
Thank you.
In the South End, the march stopped for another short impromptu rally. Ed Childs of Hotel Workers Local 26 addressed the crowd in the streets.
There is a war by Wall Street on all of us! And they are conducting this war on the hotel workers here! And hotel workers here are mostly immigrants! Mostly immigrants who were chased from their country by U.S. wars or sanctions! Whether it's El Salvador, Nicaragua, Southeast Asia, Africa, or China. That's
right.
That's who we are. And they were forced to come to this country. And now they perpetrate war on us here, trying to have us cooks and dishwashers and service. Menial work. We say every work in this country, every work in the world, is not menial work. The only menial work done is in Wall Street. We deserve a living. And we're going to fight for the living. And we want everybody here to join with us, because we know if we do not have unity, we will be crushed.
Bush and Cheney have got to go.
We say no.
Bush and Cheney have got to go.
We say no.
Steve Kirschbaum, another union worker with the Boston School Bus Drivers, was the chief organizer of this event.
I'm feeling great. This is history. This is a march coming through those neighborhoods most impacted, the communities of color, led by the communities of color, and making the most powerful statement that an anti-war march can do by bringing in those who are most impacted. We're going to stop this war with a movement like the Rosa Parks Coalition.
Excellent, excellent. It's great taking over Tremont Street and shutting it down.
We are. Indeed, we have shut down every street from Dudley Common everywhere we go because this is the voice of the people, not George W. Pentagon Bush, not the corporations Cheney, and not all the crooks in Homeland Security. This is the voice of the people.
Well, thank you for doing your part.
Well, thank you.
Great day today, huh?
Yes, beautiful. Now, we need to work for peace. So, the question is, where are the religious leaders of Massachusetts or Boston? This is what we need to do, create peace. That's the job we should be doing. And we are here to say peace to all and justice to all.
And we're doing a good job of it today. Got quite a turnout.
Beautiful. That's a great job. I feel so good about it. And give me the energy to keep fighting for peace and justice. Look, the young people, that's the beautiful thing about this. Young people leading the march. Young people who are being accused of being criminals. Violence, look, they're the one who's talking about peace and justice. So that's so beautiful. So we look forward to do this more and more.
Excellent. Well, thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
I'm Chuck.
Yes, Bishop Teixeira.
Thank you.
Although mainstream media coverage was minimal, the Globe didn't even write about it, while Channel 5 deemed it worthy of 20 seconds, alternative media was there to make sure the story gets told. Sophia Jaron Thomas teaches media literacy and does progressive video documentaries.
I'm like right now recording the impressions of the people on the streets about the march.
And what are you noticing?
They seem moved.
Excellent.
They seem moved and interested.
It's quite a scene that we've created here.
Yes, quite a scene.
Well, I'll let you do your things. I don't interrupt you.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Hey, how you doing today?
How are you?
Nice to have a free day, huh?
Well, we're not totally free, but it's a little freer than behind bars. That's for sure, you know.
It's a great day, a great turnout.
This is a good turnout. I think it's good for Boston, and it's a good spirit to it all, too. And it's good to see people united around common objectives and goals. And we need to build a movement. Put our differences aside, build a movement around common objectives and goals, you know.
And bring the troops home.
And bring the troops home for social justice, etc. We want money not for war and the military-industrial complex and corporations. We want that money for social programs, housing, national health care plan, schools, etc.
Well, thank you for doing your part, and thank you for staying out of jail.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Whose streets?
Our streets!
Whose streets?
Our streets!
The people united will never be defeated!
Richard Piccarello, who recently escaped jail time for his activism, did not let previous police harassment deter him from using his rights. The march wound its way through downtown, Government Center, and over to the State House before protesters finally called it a day. It was an inspiration to all who attended to know that so many people are angry enough over this war to spend the day marching through the streets. Even more inspiring was the show of support from most of the public that we encountered as we marched. For Blah Radio, that's Boston Liberation Activist Radio, I am Chuck Yu.
Whole streets!
Us!